And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Ray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Maxa in the world headquarters here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings where all the boats are getting ready to go, including the Shogun that I'll be jumping on here in about an hour to go fishing with the guys down there, Connor and the boys, on the Shogun 6-day Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Such a fun trip.
In line, and so we're looking forward to that. Howie Stretch from Newport Vessels is here talking electric motors, kayaks, and a whole lot more, and a lot of fun, and giving away a phenomenal prize, too, thanks to Howie and the people over at Newport Vessels.
Yeah, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about that? $300 going to one lucky caller or texter for your purchase up there at Newport Vessels. Going to be a really cool one. Also going to hook you up with a killer little swag pack for Newport Vessels. Just a really gracious prize, and we're super stoked to get to give that away to one lucky caller or texter to the show. So much cool stuff, too, to cover from Newport Vessels. We've been talking motors. We haven't even scratched the surface on the inflatables. Just all kinds of stuff that you guys do up there, and it's been a really fun show so far. And we got another hour of it coming your way. If you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show this morning, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or you can text us. Again, the text the show option, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's an easy way to text in your questions. And, man, maybe you have a chance at winning that killer $300 prize. Again, make sure you include your contact info in case you are the big winner. We want to make sure to get it to you.
For sure. And I want to remind you, the 2024 Bill Barney CCA calendar is now available at your local taco shop, Landing. It's loaded with great photos and, of course, information and the best tide chart around. Get your calendar today. It's really cool. Bill did another fantastic job, and it's available right now.
He does such a good job, obviously, with the photography. That's the main thing to catch your eyes. But all, like, the important dates, of all, Fred Hall shows and PCS shows and, things like that, all the pertinent information. But that calendar would sell on its own just because of that tide chart. It's good. But, you mix it with all the fun photography, all the great stuff. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, it is the one. It's like, it was funny. Yesterday, I actually gave a calendar to one of our guests yesterday.
That was great.
And he was like, I don't need a calendar. I was like, he looked at it. Oh, I want that one. Yeah, for sure. That's a good one.
Pete had an extra one. It was a crack of exactly that. He just said, hey, we got the new 2024, CCA calendar. Do you need one? And it was just so quickly dismissed. Like, I'm good.
Hey,
Conway looks like, hell yeah, I want that thing.
Best tie chart, all those good photos.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So get yours today, for sure. Hey, I understand we have a guy named Jim who happens to be Howie's dad on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Good morning. Yeah, I just said, Howie, send me a text. I'm calling in. Give me a little background.
Yeah, cool. So are you responsible for creating this monster fisherman?
Yeah, you did this to the rest of us?
Well, I'll tell you what, he grew up with a rod in his hand. He was on the water with me fishing La Jolla kelp when he was 4 years old, and I mean, he most little kids that age, if they're not catching anything after about 10 minutes, they're done. He'd fish it hard with me. We'd go out, gray light, fish till noon, and he'd fish it the whole time. Mackerel, calicos, whatever, he was born with a rod in his hand. Also, he pretty much grew up in, we live in Canyon Lake, which is a great bass lake. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not. But anyway, he fished that. He fished that every day. He and his brother Sam, I think they knew every bass by name in that lake.
That's cool, Jim.
We had some of them named for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the biggest fish you had caught when you were a kid in that lake?
Oh, probably 8 pounds.
Hey, that's a nice bass.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a nice bass. Well, that's cool. Good for you, Jim, for raising a good guy here. And now your grandpa, right?
Oh yeah, He's his kid, Fofi and Reefy. They'll Fofi's already been on the water. Reefy, he'll be down the water. And as soon as they can walk, they're going to be, I mean, as soon as Reefy started walking, he'd had a rod in his hand. So, anyway. Howie was my deckhand, but you kind of know his background of, you know, working for Tom Paterno and everything on the Limitless and stuff. And after a while, now I'm his deckhand. So, anyway, it's.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you worked for Tom Paterno.
There's nobody better to fish with than Sammy, or I mean than Howie. Yeah, he's unbelievable, and I mean just he fishes it hard all day long. And of course, you've probably seen some of the pictures of his bluefin and stuff. So, anyway, 100, 200 pounders
for sure. Well,
I don't know if I'm going to hear from you.
I don't want one.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll leave it to Howie and you.
We'll do the suffering for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. And nice job bringing Howie in here. Hey, the phones are packing up. You want to get through one line open, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Rich and Camarillo is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I had a question in regards to the kayaks. Do they make a live well or live bait tank for the kayaks?
Oh, yeah. There's, obviously you can find DIY ones and stuff out there, but the Hobie live well is, you know, really designed around our West Coast live bait mackerel and sardine stuff. And, if you're fishing out of a Hobie, that's honestly the choice live well.
It's such a great live
well.
Yeah, and you could even with a little bit of tweaking, you can adapt it to other kayak manufacturers. The thing about each kayak sort of has their own scupper spacing. So the Hobie live well fits the Hobie scupper spacing, and with a little PVC you can adapt it to pretty much anything you want. But yeah, it picks water up through the one scupper and empties it out through the other scupper, and so you always have fresh water circulating. And
no need to drill any holes in the boat or anything like that.
No, you just drop it in and attach the straps to the pad eyes in the cargo area, and you're ready to go. You just need to pedal forward a little bit, pretty swiftly, to prime it. So you flick that switch on the Hobie one, at least flip the switch on, pedal forward a little, 10 seconds or so, and then it's pumps primed. The water doesn't have to travel very far. So you just, it's got a little scoop on the intake. It forces water up into the pump and just need to help it a little bit. And then you're pumping. And I carry, they got a standard size and a bigger 11 gallon size, but in that 11 gallon tank, which kind of only fits on the Pro Angler and a couple other models, but even that smaller tank, I'll fit 20 or 25 big macs in there sometimes.
Yeah. Plenty for great. Great.
Plenty for a whole day of fish in La Jolla.
That's awesome. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a 213-432-1090. I have a great text here from Sean in Blossom Valley, speaking of switches and such like that. He says, great show, guys. Wanted to know if you offer yak motors that have forward controls like steering a little center console. It's not a bad idea, right?
Wait a little bit. There'll be stuff like that coming. Right now, the steering method for kayaks is foot control. So we include, there's a steering triangle mounted on the motor shaft, and we include coated stainless wires for rigging a steering cable of some sort. So there's a few different options out there on the market.
So if you do have like a little inflatable that you want that has a little center console, you could rig it that way.
Well, with some ingenuity, the outboard motor is just really a tiller steer, and then you have an extension handle that'll reach wherever you're sitting in the skiff or the dinghy. But for the kayaks, you rig up this foot steering system, and we provide cables, but there's so many options for the steering systems on the kayaks. We sort of leave that up to the user or the expert installer that's outfitting.
The 1K, the 180 rather, the 180 and the 300 have the same steering system. I was looking at them on the website, and like it kind of, you know, the expanded view of the 180 shows that steering system you were talking about, but I didn't see it on the 300.
Yeah, they both have that steering triangle on the shaft. So it's basically, it's a triangle shaped plate basically on the shaft that you can connect the steering cables to, and so it's just mechanical steering.
Newport Vessels has a really good website if you wanted to, see it. Like, I mean, it's you can visualize if you're having trouble visualizing, you can see it on the website. They did a really good job.
Yeah, our website's killer. We're always making it better too, actually we're kind of doing a little revamp too. It's going to be even better in the next couple weeks, and then we have some awesome blog content that is updated pretty much weekly. And you can check out our Freedom on the Water episodes, all this stuff, maintenance articles, all kinds of stuff on there too. And so
good stuff.
That's cool. All right, let's jump right back into the phones. How about this time we talk to Steve? Steve's calling us from Orange County this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask Howie. Howie, a lot of times I have a PA-12, and say I'm in a downhill current with a little bit of west wind coming at me, and my PA wants to spin around. So I'm constantly kicking that into the wind and the current. What can I do with that stern mount motor to help me assist to keep that proper position so I can be fishing into the current like that?
Fishing into the current? Like when you're going down.
Fishing the correct way.
Okay, well, I'll kind of break it down both ways. So how the motor can help you when you're facing into the current, when your bow's pointed into the current, is when you're setting up on spots. And so a lot of times I'll set up on a spot, especially like bay fishing and stuff like that. You can just barely engage the throttle and hold yourself in position really easily, so you just offset the current so you're not moving at all, and you kind of use the rudder to just adjust your bow just a little bit, and you can cast like at a 45 degree angle into the current and work that bait down with the current so your baits move in the natural direction with the flow of the water and stuff. But I think what you were talking about initially was the kayak's tendency to wander as you're going down swell, like if you have a following swell. If the condition's at your back and it's going with you and you get on the down swell side of a swell, that sharp bow of the pro angler, it wants to kind of bow steer a little bit, and the kayak tends to wander on you. So in that circumstance, I would say you want to get to a speed where you're almost matching the swell, but to where you're not catching the swell, because you don't want to start surfing in the pro angler. That can be bad. The like you said, the kayak wants to turn sideways once you start surfing down swell a little too much. So just finding that sweet spot, which is probably not full throttle, it's probably somewhere around like 40 or 50%, to just get you comfortably in cadence with the conditions.
And how do you control the speed of the electric motor, just with your, you turn around and it's like a turning knob?
Well, if you're using a tiller, one of our outboard models that's got the tiller handle on it, it's just a simple twist. It's on the tiller. Yeah, the throttle is on the handle.
Right.
On the kayak, you have a remote throttle box that's mounted up near the seat wherever you can comfortably reach it.
And that comes with one of the kayak motors?
It comes with the motor.
It looks like it's similar to a rudder system that you might be using on a Hobie.
It kind of is. It mounts right there. You kind of want it right in that general vicinity so you can reach it easily. And back in the day, and some models even have, like some different manufacturers provide this now, like a forward and backward steering, like rudder control thing. So if you push the handle forward, it'd be like turning to the left. If you pulled it back, it'd be like turning to the right. But I like mounting the throttle near the handle, the steering handle on the Hobie. Keeps things kind of in that general vicinity, and the throttle range is not huge, so you just really need to touch the throttle And it's sitting right by the seat.
But it's right there.
It's right there. Yeah.
That's it. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water, both our fishing and our weather update from your saltwater guide. That's Captain Dave Hansen. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Probably the busiest guys in all of town today with all of these boats coming back this morning. They offer you the best fish processing for your trip, for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, the pokey kit, stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or for ordering online, you can check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Dave, a great job kind of keeping us up to date yesterday. Lots of people commented saying, you know, that they were concerned, worried, but really appreciated the rundown you gave us yesterday. And, man, we're just crossing our fingers that everything went okay for you guys weathering the storm today. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes. A lot of rain last night. A lot. More than I've seen down here ever before.
Really?
And like John Ireland was saying, yeah, it's moved off into the Gulf, but we have a heck of a mess here. A lot of rain last night. A lot of the roads are closed. We can't get off of our hill here. We went down to the bottom of the hill this morning to look, and the river's flowing pretty good at the bottom of our hill. So there was a lot of water put into the system last night. A lot of wind, a lot of water, but right now I can see a little bit of blue sky, and I guess it's just going to be time to clean up the town now because she's gone, but she made one heck of a mess.
Yeah.
But
like John said, it kind of focused more north than they thought it was going to. It kind of spared Cabo itself with the wind, but it hit La Paz pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, I sent you that video. I don't know if you got it on WhatsApp, Pete. Pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Pretty gnarly. They weren't ready. They didn't see it coming. So
and from what I understand, a lot of the Bisbee boats ran up for protection into La Paz. Is that true?
Yeah. Like a bunch of boats went up to La Paz. They'd be right dead center in the middle of it. Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mess. But, yeah, we're going to put the town back together like we always do. And then we got that tournament Thursday and Friday. They took the 3-day tournament and turned it into a 2-day tournament and combined both tournaments into 2 days. I don't know how that works. We'll find out here. We'll be out there with Cubby trying to figure it out. So,
are you fishing?
Yeah, I'm going to be with Cubby on that 68 Viking. So we'll go check it out and see what the water looks like. It should be very interesting down here.
Yeah. And are there fish around?
Well, who knows, Pete? I know the water's going to be awfully dirty. That's for sure. Awfully dirty. But as far as fishing goes up in Southern California, I listened to Mark yesterday on your show. That squid, there's so much squid there off the Huntington Beach area from Isers down to the Newport Pier. There's just squid everywhere in 20 fathoms of water. Lots of squid. Like last week I told you, Brockman told me they made 600 ton. Well, they've been just wailing on it every night. They don't fish on the weekends. Dang, that's just part of the deal. The deal they made with, you know, squid fishing on the weekend, so you don't see all the boats on Friday and Saturday nights, but they'll be back at it tonight. There's lots of squid there, and that's perking up that sea bass a little bit up at Rocky Point, and then there's some sea bass over at Catalina. There's some squid on the backside middle of Catalina, and there's some sea bass to catch over there, and there's some yellowtail to catch over there, and I talked to Todd Manzer yesterday. He checked in on us. He was out fishing. He said, and I didn't hear Brian. I'm sorry. There was something going on here when Brian was talking. But that water kind of rolled over on the coast in Dana Point yesterday. He was there when he left the harbor in Dana Point. So it made it kind of tough for calico bass fishing. But as we've seen all year, every time that water rolls over, it jumps right back. So historically, that means really nothing anymore. That water jumps right back for some reason. There's still a phenomenal amount of tuna offshore all over the place, and we'll see what happened out of that little blow. But I know there was some good scores yesterday for some of the boats that were out there. It was a little rough, but it's a beautiful day today. And, Pete, as you know, and I know, it's lobster season, and it's really good lobster fishing right now. All the guys are reporting great catches of lobsters up and down the coast. Doesn't seem to matter where you go. You just got to go.
That's it. And, of course, fishdope.com. All the guys at Fishdope have you on the fish no matter what's going on, no matter what time of the year. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Dave, you can check me out at Your Saltwater Guide on every social media platform, yoursaltwaterguide.com. When you get tired of following all the other boats, you can go check out my website, and I will post you some pictures, Pete, when I get downtown today, when we get this thing figured out, and I'll let you see what's going on downtown.
All right. Well, thanks. I'm glad you're safe, Dave, and good luck down there in the Bisbee, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, Rick, Pete, thanks, guys. Thanks for checking on us. Bye.
Go get them, buddy. Appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our report. Hey, want to remind you, Norris Lithium Batteries are here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. Norris Guardium Advanced Battery Management Systems allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for you and for your boat. That's Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com for more information and for a dealer near you. Phone lines are getting packed up. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is the number to do it. Or don't forget, hit us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Really, really good text questions coming through right now. We've been having a great show.
For sure, yeah. Harry in Chula Vista writes, enjoying the show today. Thanks for great information. My scupper holes get cracks around the bottom. Do you know a liquid application I could use over these hairline cracks?
I think that there's the easiest application, and one I've seen used quite a bit, is Gator Patch.
Gator.
Check that out. Yeah, it comes in little sheets, and it's like a as soon as you take it out of the package, it stays pliable for a little bit. You can, definitely prep the surface, clean it, sand it, and the rougher sand is better.
You're right. Give it something to bite into.
Something to bite into, and you just basically set it on there and forget it, and you can sand it. But if it's inside the hole, don't worry about it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good call.
For sure.
Had another good text come through. This one says, hey, good morning, guys. I'm a diver, and I would love a small boat to get to some more local offshore reefs. What inflatable would you recommend for two divers, does the electric motor have enough power and battery life to haul us and our gear around for a day of diving? That's from Armin in Seal Beach.
Good one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the nice thing about our non-proprietary battery system is that you can kind of give the motor as much power as you want, really. You know, you can run a couple batteries in series, or you can, you know, go with one big battery.
And right.
I'd say even our 36-volt, 40-amp-hour battery is probably enough to do what you want to do for a whole day. If you're running around.
And what's that weigh?
It's 28 pounds.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
28 pounds that's a lot of juice.
Yeah.
So, and one thing that I like to explain to people that are new to this, this whole game is that, like, the performance gain you get from running everywhere at 100% versus 60 or 70% throttle is not huge. You know, it's not always worth the extra power consumption, because running around at 100%.
It's kind of like burning fuel.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a cruising speed.
You go 10 knots all day long, or you can go 13 knots for an hour.
Yeah, and we have, it's a Newport BMS app on the App Store, but it basically allows you to dial right into the battery management system on board the battery, and kind of over time you get in tune with how much battery you're using at kind of what throttle capacity, and you learn that, like, each vessel has its own little sweet spot, but there's definitely, you know, a quote-unquote cruising speed that gets you the most bang for your buck, like the best range and performance.
So for two divers on an inflatable, which inflatable would you recommend, and which motor would you put on?
I would do the 10-6 inflatable. I believe that's the Catalina model.
With the inflatable floorboard?
Well, you have the option with either a marine plywood floor or an inflatable floor. I mean, with the the abuse that the deck might take with dive gear and all that stuff. I might opt for a ply, marine ply floor just because it's a little more bulletproof.
Yeah.
For like a utility application like that.
And then put that 3-horse electric motor on it.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Sounds like a perfect guy.
Yeah. And plenty to scout the local kelps and and dive spots and
like
stuff.
You say, with the right battery. Cruise all day.
Totally.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
Pretty
man.
Awesome.
A little rig, no doubt.
Well, let's jump back into it, right?
You got it. How about this time we talk to Reggie? He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. What's up, Reggie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We still got Reggie there? I was really hoping we could hear from Reggie, only because I saw social media him down at Cedro Sport Fishing, and those guys had
really?
A really good trip. Yeah.
Well, I have a great text here from Haley in San Marcos. It says, I've seen some electric outboards that have integrated batteries. I'm curious why that is, and there are advantages to one over the other.
Yeah, some competitors of ours do have an integrated battery that, like, plugs right into the – you basically lift the cowling up and you drop the battery right in. The new Mercury has that, and there's a brand called ePropulsion that has that. But our customers really enjoy the aspect of them not being tied to having that extra weight directly on the stern. You can move the weight of the battery around.
That's a good point, dude.
And on a small watercraft, even a 28-pound battery can be a significant weight when you're trying to balance load and stuff.
Plus just the fact of putting it on and off the boat.
On and off the boat.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, while the motor and battery package is all one thing on the alternative option, the separate battery has its advantages that we feel like we stand behind that non-proprietary and separate battery and motor combination. You know, you end up with a little smaller, lower profile motor head, and then you can have not only the choice in battery, you're not tied into the manufacturer's battery alone, but you also have the option to move it around on deck.
If you've ever been on a boat over at a mooring in Catalina, and you've tried to inflate your inflatable and then put the outboard on that motor without a davit or something like that, you will not. You will
totally
want lighter is so
totally
much better, right?
Yeah.
So keep this battery separate from the motor.
Yeah, well said. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find in Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Rod and SK Jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. The name that stands out amongst anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us on the show, we want to hear from you. 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Yeah, for sure. Now we're going to talk to Kara Roderick. She's the Senior Environmental Scientist for the California Department of Boating and Waterways and the Quagga and Zebra Mussel Prevention Unit. Good morning, Kara. Good morning. Do we have you, Kara?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey. We got you loud and clear. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure. Yes, so I'm a senior scientist with State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways, and I'm here to discuss the mussel fee sticker that I understand there's been some confusion about, so I'm here to help clear that up and any questions you might have about quagga and zebra mussels.
Fantastic.
That's great.
So what is the deal on that mussel fee sticker? You see it when you get your renewal on your CF numbers there for your vessel. What's the story on that?
Yes, so that's the mussel fee sticker. It's also known as the quagga sticker. I'm talking about the same thing. And it is sold by the Department of Motor Vehicles for us being Division of Boating and Waterways. You'll hear me say DBW. And so you can get it from DMV, and that is either online, and they have a handy URL, which I can give you. And you can also buy it over the counter at DMV field offices, and you can also buy it at AAA offices if you're a member.
Ah, okay. And what does what is the purpose of that, and what are the requirements for that fee sticker?
Yes. So the purpose of the sticker is to provide funding for our infestation prevention grant program, which started in 2013, also at the same time that the mussel fee sticker was required originally. And we are very thankful for our boaters who purchased that sticker. It is required, but we are thankful for the purchase because we have been able to, since 2013, provide $25 million back to the local reservoirs that we care about for infestation prevention programs. So back to your question on is it required? Yes, it is required. It's been required since 2013 for boaters who boat in fresh water in the state. So if you have a DMV-registered vessel or a DMV-registered boat, and I mean any kind of boat, you know, an angler boat or a boat for, you know, play, any kind of boat, if you have a DMV-registered vessel, you are required to get the sticker, the mussel fee sticker, and display it next to your vessel registration sticker. And they happen to actually expire at the same time. So while it's on your brain to get the one, meaning the vessel registration sticker, we're encouraging folks, get your mussel fee sticker too, please. It is required you could be cited from law enforcement if you don't have it. And so it's really easy to purchase. There was a change in 2021 that we had to do per Coast Guard regulations. We had to separate the purchase process. So
because
that
if
was
you just use your boat in salt water, you're not required to have it.
Right, exactly. If you use your boat exclusively in salt or marine waters, you do not need the muscle fee sticker. Correct.
So,
but if any time you come into fresh water, you could be cited if you don't have it.
If you don't have
like
it.
Like if you come into the Delta, that sort of thing, or going to Stockton or Sacramento.
Gotcha, yeah. So foam the salt water into the fresh water, or fresh water body that requires it.
So, right.
Let's talk about quagga and zebra mussels for a second. Anybody that's been on a lake in the ones that are infested, it's a horrible, horrible thing. How did they get here? What are they?
Yeah.
Yes. So they are considered an invasive freshwater mussel. They're small, actually. They're typically about the size of a thumbnail. They came here into the U.S. in the late 80s, likely from ballast water tanks from, you know, ships that had come over from Europe and Asia. Specifically, they're actually native to in Ukraine. And they came over. They got here through the St. Lawrence River up into the Great Lakes. And from there, be it water movement, you know, rivers bringing them out through, you know, water transport, if you will, as well as boaters, they started making their way, you know, spreading like the spokes of a wheel, to ultimately into California. And specifically, we expect that they came into our state from the Colorado River water that was infested. So, you know, the watershed being Lake Mead and Lake Havasu brought them into California, into Southern California. And through the aqueduct, they got spread around, and then boaters spread them. So that's why, and thankfully, since this program started, the spread has reduced drastically. So since 2013, the spread's, you know, slowed down. So we got them in.
We are making progress.
We are making huge progress.
Yes.
Because of the funds from the muscle fee sticker. So
that's
we so much appreciate that. And it's not just us, of course, well, those voters who are providing the funding, we thank you. But it's also our sister agency, which is California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They receive proceeds from the sticker, too, to do prevention work. And then also, of course, our reservoir owners and managers, their tireless work, you know, they don't want mussels in their reservoirs, and they're doing an awesome job. And as well as California Department of Food and Ag, at the inspection stations, they stop boaters and, you know, inspect and look, and they'll tag boats, and they find mussels. So we're thankful for their work, too. So it's definitely a group, a multi-agency and people effort.
Yeah, so why should we care about it? Why should we care about quagga and zebra mussels?
Yeah, so it affects many levels when you get an infestation or even a sighting. As you've seen in the news, I don't know if you've seen in Idaho, they've had their first sighting and mussels in the Snake River. And then in Colorado, Highland Lake, they're dealing with zebra mussels. In Idaho, they're dealing with the quaggas. But it affects not only our boats themselves by, you know, jamming up the boats, the steering, the engine, the blocking, affects the cooling, they get in the bilge, that sort of thing. But it affects your overall fishing experience, like in this case. So in time, the whole fishery can change. And they've seen that back east, where you might have your favorite fish you like to fish for, but that fish is no longer there. Because, you know, the whole food web gets affected by these mussels.
Sure, they're voracious eaters, right?
Yes, they are. And you actually can see
sharp,
that
yeah.
we have...
Yeah.
Not ideal for fishing.
Yeah, no.
No, right.
Cut
and
your
whole water bodies.
Big time.
Yeah.
And whole water bodies can just be closed for fishing, for any kind of recreation, if the mussels are found.
So obviously we're making progress. Will we ever get rid of them?
Well, honestly, I don't know if we will ever get rid of them, because so far we haven't had a natural system of successful eradication. But we are working towards that, and I don't mean we being just Division of Boating and Waterways. I mean, you know, there's scientists that are looking at changing the genetic, you know, doing genetic alterations. There's the copper sulfate type of chemical treatments they're trying, potash they're trying. You can kill them by, you know, desiccating them, by draining a water body. But that's not, you know, you can't do that in a river, and you can't do that usually in a drinking water reservoir.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, can they transfer into salt water, or they just won't live in salt water?
They will not live in salt water. Sure. They're only freshwater.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
we don't want that in the salt water for sure, but it's bad enough in the rivers and lakes. I mean, my gosh. So the most important thing that our listeners can do is make sure you buy that Muscle Fee sticker, right?
Yes, sir. That is a message I would like to definitely highlight. So, again, you can get the Muscle Fee sticker from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Division of Boating and Waterways doesn't sell it. DMV sells it for us.
Right.
To administer.
How much is it?
And it's $16, and it's good for 2 years. And you can get it at this handy URL that DMV set up for us when in 2001 we had to decouple the purchase process for the Coast Guard rules. And so that handy URL is dmv.ca.gov/MusclePhee. One word, and it's MUSSEL, F as in Frank, EE. Or at DMV field offices or at AAA.
At AAA. All right. Great. Kara, great job. Keep up the good work. Those things are gnarly. I mean, they're bad news. So let's keep getting rid of them. And it's a group effort. If we all pitch in and buy the fee stickers, support the efforts of them, and keep your boats clean, we can at least keep these things under control.
That's right. Thank you for everybody's effort.
All right, Kara. Thanks very much.
It.
All right. Hey, you got
have a good
text? Day. All right, thanks.
I thought so. This was, we were talking about beach launch and, you know, how he's just done so much of it. I think it'd be a great quick question answer for Sean in Oceanside. He texted, hey, guys, having launched a kayak from the beach, I've gone back and forth on how best to tie down my rods when paddling out. Howie's just wondering real quick if you could give me your thoughts on rods and rod holders pointing up or strapped flat to the kayak pointing backwards. I've never flipped, but it's always been on my mind. It's from Sean in Oceanside. I think, and I just think it's like such a big thing for so many guys in that kayak world. Is even Willie talked about it, it's the beach launch.
Yeah. Well, I live life on the edge when it comes to when it comes to beach launch in a kayak. I just take everything in vertical rod storage behind my seat, no leashes, nothing. I don't like I like fishing completely uninhibited. I'm willing to take my chances, but yeah.
Have you ever flipped?
I have never flipped. Well, I actually flipped a kayak once trying to retrieve a lure that was stuck in a tree in freshwater.
In freshwater.
But I've
not in the surf.
I've actually, knock on wood, never flipped going in or out of the surf. The best thing is if you are on the verge of flipping to get out of the kayak and grab the stern. Because
you can keep it right.
You can keep it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there have been times where I've been going in and either out or back in through pretty substantial sized waves. And so in that circumstance, I'll usually take the time to actually pull the reels off the rods, put them in a dry bag, and stash the dry bag in a hatch or clip it to my seat or something, and then bundle the rods together and just tie them down to the gunwale.
For a guy who sells fishing tackle for a living, I really like Howie's recommendation of not worrying about anything or tying anything down.
For sure.
Just send it. No big deal. You know, if it all goes overboard, just come on down. I'll fix you up again. No big deal. Yeah, all good.
Speaking of which, we should mention this. Tackle Day.
Yeah.
2 weeks from yesterday.
It is, buddy.
Yeah.
It's coming.
And it's a big event, right?
I think it'll be our best one. I know that's like the cliche thing, and everybody says it every year. You're never going to say, oh, it won't be as good as last year. But in terms of deals, this will be our best we've ever had. The big thing that like makes stuff like that happen is the availability of closeouts and model changes and things like that. And this year, there just happened to be several, you know, first run prominent stuff that maybe had a color change or a model change, and then that gives you,
for example, Shimano Talica.
I'm not saying I cannot mention that at all. But
well,
yes.
I did.
Yeah, I mean it's things like that, and most stores will sell that right away because they want to get rid of the inventory because people want the new or the old or whatever. We save it for Tackle Day. So we have some pretty major We have some pretty major ammo for this year.
And you're going to
really
hear
good.
A lot about that next weekend. Of course, next Saturday, Corey and Rick will be doing a show together. I'll be coming back that morning from the show, and maybe get back in time to give you a live report.
I hope so. That'd be fun.
From a pop into the world headquarters. And then next Sunday, Doug Kern will be here.
We'll be talking all Tackle Day.
He'll give all the, even though Ricky can't give it out, he'll give out all the inside info.
I will say one thing.
And then a live broadcast from Tackle Day on November 4th.
One thing that I do want to mention I'm really proud of is we do three seminars throughout the day, and like I try to get three really great seminar speakers. We have Steve Carson doing one, which is always awesome, but we have like the team, part of Brian Nguyen that did the speed jigging when he was on the show, in conjunction with the guys from West Coast Jiggers, are going to be doing a whole like bluefin focus speed jigging, you know, seminar talking about tackling the gear and the whole night. It's going to be really good. It's going to be a great tackle event. We're pretty pumped.
That'd be cool. Draw the crowd.
Yeah, I think so too.
Guys.
Yeah, let's jump into the phone.
You got it. We got Reggie from Camarillo back on the line. What's up, Reggie? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. I just got back from Pedro's, and I had every intention to call in yesterday, but I was just so beat up and worn in a good way from catching all these fish down there, man. Man, it was a great time, but I just wanted to, you know, just give you guys thanks, because a little over 5 years ago, I kind of was thinking about going down there, but I didn't know which outfit to go through, and you guys had Rosie on, and man, she has that thing dialed to the T, man. Like every little detail is covered down there. I mean, even to the point when you get to the island, the baton is handed over to Richard, and then like he takes care of everything that you need. If you need to go somewhere, I'll take you somewhere. We even had someone who had a birthday during the trip, and I had called Rosie beforehand and let her know, and let Richard know as well, and they made him a special birthday cake. So that was just like a special touch, man. It was just really awesome. But let's talk about the fishing down there, man. I think one thing we need to do is we need to kind of warn people. The fish down there, they have a bad attitude, and they're borderline disrespectful. Like, I don't think we talk about that enough, man. Those fish are out of control on how strong they are down there. The first day we got in on that yellowfin action, that was my first time ever catching yellowfin tuna down there at the island. And these weren't your, like, typical football size. These are, like, 30, 40-pounders. And we caught those on the troll using the Mad Max and those the DTX minnows. We were trolling those. And it was, like, double hookups we were trolling. And I'll get my fish in, and I'll drop a yo-yo iron down, and I'll get a yellowfin on the yo-yo iron, which I've never done that before. And I've got a few of those that way. Pretty crazy. Day two, we were going out, and obviously, like, we're going to go chase yellowtail, and we pull up on a spot, and we see a bunch of squid, and yellowtail just going crazy. My first two casts got yellowtails on the yo-yo iron, and then the rest of the day, they're all on the yo-yo iron. I got my limit by 8:45 that morning because I had a Zoom meeting, and yeah, the lodge, they do have high-speed internet. I was able to do a Zoom meeting, but to be able to get your limit by 8:45 a.m. is pretty amazing. And then on the very last day, we took Richard out with us. Richard, you know, typically he's the guy that takes us around the islands, you know, showing us a good time. He's like, he's the Rosie on the island, or as Richard is. And we made him come fishing with us. And to see him getting worked by the yellowtail out there, man, it was hilarious. And he even got a limit on the last day, too. So, yeah, it was just a great time. And most importantly, guys, none of this would have been able to happen if it wasn't for you guys introducing me to Rosie. So I wanted to thank you guys for that.
Well, Reggie, that's awesome,
that's
man.
So
I'm
cool.
Glad you had such a great trip, and yeah, the photos looked amazing, and seeing the tuna and everything down there was pretty rad, and then to pull off a Zoom meeting during the middle of your Seagrass trip, pretty impressive, man.
That is.
Glad you had such a good trip, and appreciate the report.
Thanks for the report. Appreciate it, Reggie. Glad you had fun with Seagrass Sport Fishing. The best.
No doubt.
We got Conway and Al Cube all fired up yesterday.
That was
going
hilarious.
Down there fly fishing. They heard that report yesterday, and they're like, they looked at each other. It was like you could see the lights going. And I was like, we want to go.
Rosie was giving her report, and obviously we were on the air, so they couldn't be talking about personal stuff. And both of them were like whispering. I mean, like by the end of it, they were like pads and paper down. Like, well, this guy wants to go, and I want to go on this time, and we need to catch a calico bat. It was really funny.
Yeah. Hey, the Iron Man Gary White has a text that he just sent in on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Good morning, everyone. Howie Newport Vessel's website is great. The video of the boat motor is amazing. What kind of owner maintenance is required on an electric outboard?
Well, that's one of the beauties of the electric outboard is very little maintenance. You just, you know, to the water, the motor's cooled by the water that it's
in when it's under power. And so submersion in some fresh water and when you get home is good for the motor. And then just a light mist and, you know, clean up and dry those exposed metal parts on all the electrical connectors and spritz it with a little of that dielectric grease, like just one little tiny spritz. And
the spray you recommend.
That's it. Yeah, like that's really it.
Yeah.
That's cool. It. And no filters to change, spark plugs,
no fuel tune-ups,
no
carburetors gummed up.
Right.
Nothing.
None of that.
And the life, the other cool thing, too, is as we've learned from our partner, Norsk Lithium, the life on a lithium battery is like 10-plus years.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 10 years. Shelf life.
So it's not like trying to leave gasoline sitting around for 10 years.
Yeah. And 3,000 charging cycles.
Yeah, that's the other crazy thing.
Like, when are you going to? It's going to take a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got $300 towards pulling that off, because we're giving away that great gift opportunity for somebody from Newport Vessels. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight and multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner, $300 going towards a great killer purchase from Newport Vessels. How he's going to do us the honor of flipping that prize coin from a caller or texter.
Go for it, Calvin.
All right, today we have a caller, so congratulations, Steve from Orange County. You are so stoked.
Yeah,
so much
are.
Cool stuff up at Newport Vessels. Yeah. Congratulations.
Howie, great job.
Awesome,
super
man.
Having you in the show. Newport Vessels, great website. How do we get a hold of you?
Yep, well, websites at newportvessels.com, YouTube at Newport Electric, Instagram at Newport Vessels Motors, and on Facebook as well, Newport Vessels.
Lot going on there, right?
Yeah.
And you sell inflatable boats, you sell electric motors,
trolling motors, and electric
kayak,
outboards.
Outboards, yep. The whole thing, and
that's right.
Soon to be more, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff coming in 24, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure you'll be out there fishing soon, right?
100%.
Yeah, I was always out there fishing.
I'm fishing Thursday, maybe Friday next week. So,
okay.
Yeah, I've got to get in on this tuna stuff while I'm still here.
Yeah, man, that's been amazing, right?
Yeah. Like you were talking about. Recharge the last couple of days,
totally.
Too.
Yeah.
A little mahi recharge.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's still around, yeah. Big time.
Booger had 100 yellowfin again yesterday. Jeez. Like, it's happening.
Love yeah, it. And there's Dorado around, too, still, right? Got to love it. And
cool.
Bluefin, I mean, there's stuff. I mean, as soon as we go through this little weather window stuff, I mean, it's not going to be that bad, so it shouldn't really change things. So the idea, get out on a boat and go fishing this while it's here.
Because
it's not going to be here forever. So
Pete, you should do that.
I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to go jump on a six-day trip on the Shogun right now.
That seems like a good plan.
Go fishing.
jealous.
Yeah, so that should be good. I'm not sure. I'm sure we point south. And
I'm sure you'll be going south.
Yeah, for sure.
You want the weather on your stern.
Oh,
not on your
the next couple of days. Yeah. Hey, Howie, thanks again.
Great job, dude.
To JP, and thanks to everybody out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Next Saturday, Rick and Corey will be talking Tuna Calicos and more, and I'll be back from the Shogun to give you a little report from the World Headquarters here. And then next Sunday, Rick and I will be back in the World Headquarters with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.